This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo. Woohoo! We made it! Woohoo! Woo.
Yeah, 100 shows. We even got a nice card.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheprick with a pass left corner, head open three for the tie. Good! Wiley head.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
It's over! The Bullpups have knocked off Bishop the Age! 62 McPherson, 58 the Age in overtime!
Everything happening in the sports world. Even some things not happening in the sports world.
We've got a little lemon cheesecake.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE, or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man that lives for opening day, a baseball junkie, a vivacious Mr. Steve Sell.
It's opening day of first game of 162 for every team, and different opening day in that all the teams were scheduled to play today. I know there's already been one postponement. There'll probably be a couple of more given how the weather is across the country, but this is the first time I can remember everybody opening on the same day, and we're opening really early. There's going to be some bad weather these first couple of weeks of the baseball season.
And the baseball season is already off to a bang as Ian Happ for the Chicago Cubs, first pitch of the year.
The first pitch thrown in Major League Baseball.
Big home run. And
against the Marlins, and that should just be a signal.
That should be their sign.
You know, Miami could lose. Honest to goodness, they could lose 120. They could be like the Mets, you know, the 62 Mets, Casey Stengel's amazing Mets, or the Detroit Tigers. I can't remember what year it was.
04.
They lost like 119.
A lot of games.
Yeah, they were like
third.
They won.
I used to think the Tigers were bad.
Yeah.
I went through a big phase where growing up, I'm like, man, the Tigers.
Oh yeah.
That's a team we want to play. They're awful.
They're about to get bad again.
Yeah. Well, I decided to pull off some quotes from one of my favorite baseball movies to talk about opening day. And we'll dive into the Royals a little bit. We'll talk a little bullpup sports later on. We've got Jayhawk basketball in the Final Four to talk about tomorrow. May get into it a little bit today, but probably not. One of my favorite lines from opening day comes from Major League, the movie broadcaster, Harry Doyle.
Okay.
Also known as Bob Uecker. Are you a fan of Major League?
I am a big fan of Major League. I've seen it 20 times, probably.
A lot of people say you can tell how the season's going to go by the first hitter of the year. Brewster into the wind and comes to the plate.
Oops.
Hey, here's a hot shot toward the hole. Rudy knocks it down, fires to first. Late Hayes beat it. Hey, give Rudy a credit for sacrificing his body on that racket. That guy's got a family to think about. So Hayes becomes the first Indian in 15 years to lead off the season with a hit.
Really knocked the crap out of that one.
We don't know where Hayes played last year, but I'm sure he did a hell of a job. Brewster ready from the...
I love Harry Doyle.
Oh, yeah. Or Bob Uecker.
Yeah, well, I like Harry Doyle.
Yeah.
I don't know enough of Bob Uecker himself, mm-hmm. but I like Harry Doyle.
Yeah.
I've got another one for you, Steve. This was from the opening day of Major League 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the second installment.
I've seen it many times.
It's cool, it's overcast, and it's foggy on opening day here in Cleveland. Hello again, everyone. I'm Harry Doyle, along with my good friend and partner, Monty, what's his name, giving a big wahoo welcome to all the Cleveland faithful. It's a brand new season and a new team spirit, as novice owner Roger Dorn has made two very savvy front office moves, acquiring free agent slugger Jack Parkman and announcing his own retirement, eliminating a huge hole at third base.
I love Harry Doyle.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those movies that I can watch over and over and over again.
It's like Caddyshack.
And just laugh.
It's like Caddyshack.
That movie, especially the first one,
it was the best.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Now, the one where they go to Japan, or I think it's probably the third one.
I never saw
anything.
It's not
so great.
I only saw one and two. I'm not, I don't I'm not big on the third of the trilogy.
My partner, Monty, what's his name?
Yeah.
One of my other favorite lines, this one's a little bit shorter. This is sort of my nightmare when it comes to being as a broadcaster and up in the booth, is this line.
Standing now. Congratulations, Rick. As you know, Monty, Vaughn's been working on a couple of new pitches, the Eliminator and the Humiliator, to complement his fastball, the Terminator.
I heard that.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
I'm going to say that to you tonight, Steve. We'll go, yeah, the wind is really blowing out there, 15 miles an hour, and you go, yeah, it is. Dynamite dropping, Steve.
Yeah, exactly.
That KU journalism school really paying off.
You bet. Yeah, that education, it just really panned out, didn't it?
Opening day is a really cool part of sports, whether you're a fan of anything. The NFL's opening week, it's a little weird. It doesn't have the same feel. You have the excitement, of course, but it's different. The NBA, the season is just so long.
It's so long,
And that game just means nothing. At least with baseball, there's still this vibe and energy around opening day.
Everybody's 0-0. Everybody still has a chance at that point, it seems like.
Where in the opening day of the NBA, we're pretty sure that the Charlotte Hornets or Bobcats or whatever their mascot is now, I think the Hornets back again, you know they don't have a chance.
Right.
We know that Golden State and Cleveland and Boston and Houston, we know those teams are going to have a chance. But,
exactly.
You know, the Utah Jazz, well, they're okay.
Utah's okay.
The Minnesota, well, Minnesota's okay.
Yeah.
Phoenix Suns, they don't have a chance.
Dreadful.
So there's this fun time of opening day. And I gave you a little bit of preparation to get ready for this. Do you have a favorite opening day memory, whether it's going to a game or watching a game?
I do. One I did that just came to me, Tuffy Rhodes playing for the Chicago Cubs. No one knew who he was. He hits 3 home runs on opening day. And I think by the end of the season, he was not even in baseball. I'm not sure he was even in baseball. He might have been, but he was not. He had nothing to do basically with the Cubs other than he hit 3 home runs on opening day. And of course, Mindy Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
The infamous Mindy Lopez.
Pretty sure it was 04.
Yeah. Got the game-winning homer for the Royals. They thought they were on their way to big things, and I think they lost 106 that year or something like that.
Yeah, they were not very good. I went to my first opening day in 2002. And I remember we were sitting way up in the nosebleeds. I got out of school that day. And the leadoff hitter for the Twins, he played in the outfield alongside Torrey Hunter, but it was not Torrey Hunter. I think his name was Shannon Stewart, something along those lines. And he hit a home run as the first batter.
Jock Jones, was it?
Yo, it was Jock Jones. It was Jock Jones. I knew it was the same.
I always liked Jock Jones.
I knew it was the same first and last name starting letter. Yeah, it was Jock Jones. Yeah. He hit a home run to begin the year, so that wasn't good. Then I went to opening day in 2003. I broke my pinky in the parking lot after the game playing with a Nerf football.
You weren't carrying luggage or anything, were you?
No. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Yeah.
But Mike McDougal, you remember him?
Oh, yeah. He had like 10 saves in May and made the All-Star team, and the next year he was nowhere to be found.
Mike McDougal was lighting up the radar gun.
He threw 100, but he had just an awful delivery. You could just see he was going to flame out. With that delivery, he had no chance to be healthy in his career.
I've been to a few opening days. I was at opening day last year. Another memory that I have that isn't exactly opening day, but kind of was like that. I got out of school in 2007 when the Royals played the Red Sox. And this was not opening day, but I think it was the second game of the season. And this game was almost bigger than that game because Daisuke Matsuzaka was making his Major League debut.
Oh, yeah.
And he was supposed to be the biggest thing that's ever come from Japan.
Right.
He threw a gyro ball. He threw this weird pitch.
Yeah.
And Daisuke did not make it very long in the Major Leagues.
And that's the thing about Daisuke. It seemed like it took him 80 pitches to get through about 3 innings. He was one of those guys.
But I saw his Major League debut.
Yeah.
And it didn't really mean much.
Slow motion, you know. And it seems like a lot of those big-time signings never pan out.
But we're excited for opening day. The Royals will take on the Chicago White Sox. That game will be at 3:15 from Kauffman Stadium, but our network coverage, first game on the Royals Radio Network this year, will start at 2:30, so we'll be excited to keep our ear on that all afternoon. We've also got Bullpup Soccer tonight at 8 o'clock, so hopefully the Royals don't go into like 18 innings tonight or something weird. Yeah. Hopefully they get out on time and we don't have any sorts of delays or conflicts.
Right.
But we'll get that all worked out. The big news yesterday, I got it on the golf course. I'd had my phone away for 2 hours. I pick it back up. Salvador Perez, carrying luggage, sprains an MCL and is out for 4 to 6 weeks.
How do you sprain?
That's what I was thinking. How does that happen? Was he just going down the stairs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did he step off the curb like
really
Jamal Charles did that one
really
time?
They really haven't got in, you know, to the total, events leading up to his injury. But Salvi Perez is now the face of the franchise. I wrote that in my column. I guess I did it in my spot maybe. But anyway, Salvador Perez, let's face it, is now the face of the franchise.
You're saying Lucas Duda is not the face of the franchise?
No. You know,
Drew Butera?
With Eric Hosmer.
He's the hair of the franchise.
Yeah, Eric Hosmer's gone. Country Breakfast is no longer
Billy.
There. Yeah, Alex Gordon has just become kind of, it's sad to watch him.
He's the workout of the franchise.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Alex Gordon. I mean, the guy is a professional. He's a gamer. Nobody gives it more. But, man, if he starts off 0 for 20, 1 for 32, what do the Royals do with him?
I was thinking back to where I was emotionally when I wanted the Royals to re-sign Alex Gordon. Coming off of the World Series run, I felt like they needed to re-sign him because Gordon had a good year before that. Mm-hmm. He had battled a little bit of injury, but I was going to be heartbroken if he went somewhere else. And I wish I could go back and tell myself, let's go ahead and cut him loose.
Yeah, that $72 million for 4 years, whew, boy, they could spread that around to a lot of different guys.
I got the update of that on the morning of my 21st birthday. And I was going, this is the great start to the year. This is awesome. Alex Gordon. I was in my
Gordo Nation.
I was in a class at Baker.
You probably got a Gordo Nation t-shirt.
I did go to a Gordo Nation one time with a big fat head. You hold up
the
face of him with the popsicle stick.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, when you look back, it's a little bit weird. Salvador Perez will miss hopefully 4 weeks, maybe six.
And you know,
and
but you know,
could
Sally,
go longer.
It might be 3.5 weeks because Salvi, because Salvi's been hurt before and he's come back way earlier, because you know he's going to work like crazy to rehab that knee. And he's not having surgery, so that's the interesting thing. There's no surgery. He's just, I guess it's just rest and rehab. That's all I can, and maybe put a big brace on it or something.
It is a little scary for your catcher to have that happen to him.
Yeah.
And not only a catcher, but a big, big
and
catcher.
A guy that plays every day. He's played more games than any catcher in baseball over the last couple of years. Now, Drew Butera, great backup.
Product of Bishop Moore Catholic High School in Orlando.
And I always say about Drew Butera, he always does one really good thing every game. He never just goes a game where he doesn't
do his hair flip.
Yeah, does the hair flip. But, you know, he never has a game where he just doesn't do anything. He'll put a bunt down. He'll throw a guy out. You know, he'll block the plate, not allow a runner to score. You know, he always does something good to help the team win. And now you got Cam Gallagher is the backup.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, let's hope that Butera, at least early in the – what's going to help early in the season, there's so many off days. So Drew Butera can catch almost – really the first 3 weeks, he can probably catch every day. He can catch every game.
Let's take our first break of today's show. When we come back, we will talk a little bit more about the Royals season coming up. We'll go through their opening day lineup. Then we can talk a little bit about the other games going on for opening day. Bullpup Sports, all sorts of them coming up tonight. We'll go through all of those as well. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Steve, it's opening day. We're getting excited. The Royals Radio Network, their coverage starts at 2:30. Let's just hope we don't have any malfunctions back here at the station.
Yeah, exactly. How excited do you think Denny is? Number 50 for Denny Mantle.
Thanks, Steve. Well, the Royals start season number 50 here at Kauffman Stadium.
And I start season number 50 here.
And this is Royals Stadium.
Yep.
The funny part about Denny on the pregame coverage is that he went from probably doing all of it to not really doing any of it. Mm-hmm. And that Steve Stewart does a lot of the pregame coverage, then they'll give it to Steve Fisiak, who will do the last 5 minutes, and they do the Royals roundtable. LeFevre does his interview. And then they're like, all right, here comes first pitch. Here's Denny Matthews. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Steve. Hi, everybody. Royals, get ready for season number 50.
Yep.
I'm guaranteeing you it's going to sound exactly like that.
Yep.
It'll go, and here comes a pitch from Danny Duffy, and we're underway.
And, you know, I've already made my prediction on this first game. You got Danny Duffy, and then former Royals ace, big game James Shields.
Big game James.
For the White Sox. Neither pitcher makes it past the fifth inning. That is my prediction. Because for one thing...
Weather
and the fact that they both throw a ton of pitches. Danny Duffy is very, you know, he's generally not very economical, and James Shields exactly the same way.
Big game, James. I'm trying to remember if there's one big game from James Shields in particular that I remember. Obviously, he got the start in the wild card game, and that one didn't end as well as he probably would have preferred. He got the start, I would have imagined, to begin the World Series. I'm just trying to think through some of the big moments he had with the Royals.
But we talked about it the other day that he was more of an emotional guy. Big game that he won, though. He was always big game James. He was like, what, 14-10, something like that.
Yeah.
He had a decent record. It was kind of pedestrian, but he
Wade brought, Davis was also a starter for a lot of 2013.
Oh yeah. But
isn't that weird to think about?
Yeah, he was a starter and he had an ERA around in the fives probably, but James Shields brought professionalism and a knowing how to win. That's what he brought with the Royals. It was the intangibles more than the tangible that James Shields brought the Royals.
Here's the opening lineup for the Royals and what they will throw out there first. And they've had to scramble a little bit because of the Salvador Perez injury. John Jay will bat first and play left. Whit Merrifield will bat second and play second. Mike Moustakas hitting third, playing third. Lucas Duda getting the cleanup spot. He'll play first base. Chesler Cuthbert, who was projected to be at the bottom of the order, will bat fifth and be the designated hitter. Batting sixth, Jorge Soler in right field. Seventh is Alex Gordon in center field. Eighth, Alcides Escobar at shortstop. And batting ninth, Drew Butera behind the dish.
Yeah, and
it's a little weird lineup. I wouldn't have thought Alex Gordon would play center.
Well, what does it say about the Royals when Chesler Cuthbert's hitting the fifth? That's a little scary. Now, you know,
the chess lord.
2 years ago, he was really good.
Yeah, he had a great year.
Moustakas got hurt, he had a great year. Well, what happened last year was, you know, Moustakas came back, and he didn't get a lot of at-bats early, and I think he had an injury maybe two thrown in there. But he got off just a woeful start, and he spent all year recovering. But he's a good player. I have always liked him. I thought, you know, I was always glad they kept him over Christian Colon. I just felt like...
I was a big fan of Christian Colon.
Yeah, Christian Colon was a...
Two of the biggest hits in franchise history.
Yeah, and God bless him. He'll always go down in Royals lore, but you always rooted for him. You always wanted him.
Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah, and he could just never grab hold of a job. It's kind of like Alberto Mondesi now. He's no longer Raul Jr.
Yeah,
Adalberto.
Adalberto.
Okay, whatever.
Adalberto.
Adalberto. I have to get used to that. But you know, the thing with Mondesi, well, I'll just
there
say Mondesi, he was, what, 17 or 16 when the Royals signed him. It seems like he's been around forever, and he's only like 22, you know, or 23. But at some point, you just figure with the pedigree, his dad was a really good player for a long time with the Dodgers. And
speaking of dads, did you see the video from Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
the other night? But he's like the number one baseball...
Did you hear anything about it?
Uh-uh.
I wish I had the audio. So the Toronto Blue Jays were playing up in Montreal for their final exhibition game before getting underway. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr., wearing the same number as his dad,
Vladdy,
playing in Montreal, hit a walk-off home run.
Wow.
And their swings look the exact same. They look the exact same.
And
it was really cool.
Vladimir Jr. is like the number one or two prospect in all of, you know,
it's a big
newcomers.
Dude.
Yeah. And this year, Vladimir Sr., I should say, this Cole's killing me, but he's going into the Hall of Fame this year.
Right.
And the guy had no, the only strike zone he knew was no strike zone.
He hit a ball off the ground one time.
Yeah, he did. Might have been against the Royals. I don't know.
A lot of bad things happened against the Royals for a while. I've heard rumors that if the Tampa Bay Rays ever get evicted from Tropicana Field, that they
baseball.
Might end up going to Montreal. Because I've heard people talk about it, that the Canadians really like baseball.
Yeah.
And that it did fairly well when the Expos were there.
They had some good teams.
And then it just got uplifted. And I guess that was 2004, 2005. I don't remember it as much.
What hurt Montreal was the 1994 strike.
Because they were really good that year, weren't they?
They had the best team in baseball by a mile. They were so far ahead of everybody. They were just dominating. They had a great bunch of players. And then, the season got canceled. They never recovered from that.
Steve, let's take our final break. We'll hit on some bullpup sports, but before we do that, we will give our final win projections for the Kansas City Royals. And I'll be interested to hear what you have to say. I've got a number in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not typically very good at this, but we'll go on the record because that's what we do. That's our job. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Can you gobble like a turkey? 96.7 FM.
Well, we got some things overwritten on our computer.
Wow. Okay.
96.7 FM KBBE. Yeah, we're not doing the turkey gobble giveaway anymore.
But it may be a gobbler of the season for the Royals, but, you know, Salvi Perez doesn't
give that. I think Mark overwrote one of my bumps that I had.
Okay.
It was supposed to be the song Kansas City by the Beatles.
Oh, okay.
You familiar with that one, Steve? You like that one?
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be that. Instead, it was a turkey gobbling.
Okay.
Good thing about live radio. Real fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Steve, let's give our final projections on the win total guess that we have for this Royals team. I'm going to throw my number out first, and I'm going to say they win 74 games.
Wow. Because I had 75 and 87.
Okay, look at that.
I think we're both kind of – and the thing is with the Royals, it's going to come down to starting pitching. It really is. I think their lineup – you know, they're never going to score a lot of runs. They never did when they were really good. They didn't score a lot of runs. But starting pitching, I just think it's so glaring for them.
Jake Junis.
And Nate Carnes, I think, starting on the disabled list.
Terrific.
Yeah, so Skoglund is going to be the fifth
starter. Eric Skoglund.
So you're looking at a rotation.
The pride of the Florida Collegiate Summer League,
there you
where
go.
I used to work.
Okay.
They're big fans of him.
You're looking at Duffy, Kennedy, Junis, Hamill, and Skoglund. Boy, that doesn't strike fear in a lot of people. But baseball, you know, baseball's such a funny game. They could get off to a 20-10 start. Who knows? And that's why baseball's such a beautiful game. It really is. It's so unpredictable.
So I say 74. Steve says 75 wins for the Royals this season. Pre-game coverage will start at 2:30. First pitch at 3:15 from the K. Steve, as we look ahead to McPherson I Sports coming up today, track and field gets underway at Andale at 3 o'clock. This should be a really good track and field team.
Yeah.
We're excited to follow them. Girls swimming will be at Topeka. They will play, or they will swim. They don't play. They will swim at 4. And then McPherson I tennis will be at Goddard at 3.
Should be a good meet because Goddard's always pretty good, and there will be some good teams there.
I think I saw Wichita Northwest and Derby.
And the Bullpups, of course, started their year just dominating the Big Four, as we call them. They're just really good. Caden Stewart, Nolan Schrader, Jared Novak, and Andrew Snell. They are top shelf.
And then finally, McPherson I girls soccer. The championship game of the McPherson Invitational tonight, taking on the Mavericks of Mays South. This was a team that pushed the state champion Bishop Miege Stags last year to the limits in the semifinals. Now, they lost in overtime.
And then came back and got third. And this is like, if you go to midkansasonline.com, read Sell on Sports, I have a column about this game today or tonight. And it really is kind of like these two teams could very well meet at the state tournament Final Four. That's how good these teams are.
I've got a feeling if Riley Hett is in goal to play this one, because they've been mixing it up a little bit.
I think she will be.
She's had a little bit of experience of locking down Bishop Miege players in the last month with her stellar defense.
Right.
So I've got a feeling, same goes for Hannah Hageman.
Yeah.
I think for all the basketball girls, Bishop Miege soccer is on about the same level of Bishop Miege girls basketball.
Right.
It is a very good program.
They won it last year.
Right.
So, yeah.
So it should be a fun one tonight. It will start at 8 o'clock. I would imagine things should run on time, being the final day and all those girls being ready to get out of there.
And pray there's no PK shootouts in the seventh place game. And that's Augusta and who's the other team?
Hayes,
yeah. Surely Hayes can muster up a goal in that game.
And then Salina South and Andover Central in the fifth place game. Topeka taking on Newton in the third place game. McPherson May South.
And they
title.
Do have an all-tournament team and MVP, so it'll be interesting to see.
Do we get to vote?
No.
Oh, I wish I got to vote.
No. I bet Joan does.
I bet she does, too.
Yeah, she gets to see. Jerry does. And, you know, they're in the press box. They're there for every game, so.
Yeah, they get the
yeah, we got
the
vote.
Luxuries.
At least I got to vote for the all-tournament team in basketball, so.
I think we kind of went together and said, we'll pick these people.
Yeah, and we had it right on the nose.
Yeah, give me a vote. Come on.
Yeah.
I need it.
Exactly. We had the boys' basketball team exactly the on the nose.
We will wrap up today's show. Tomorrow we're talking Final Four. We'll recap McPherson High girls soccer tonight in the championship game and get you ready for the Jayhawks taking on the Villanova Wildcats in the Final Four on Saturday night. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tonight.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.